Blog Talk Radio.
Book. That tune goes on for another 6 minutes. I think you maxed out at two, didn't you? Well, what do we got going today? Hobby Lobby could get me pregnant? What a joke, man. The women of America are so totally helpless. They're all helpless. Let's see what they're talking about. Hobby Lobby could get me pregnant. My name is Sandra Fluck. I am suing the used-to-be Catholic College of Georgetown because they won't let me have a condom dispenser over my headboard in my bed. How am I supposed to be able to exercise my women's rights if I have to spend $9 for Smurf control pills? You know, the 10th Mounting Division is in town, and Friday is Fleet Week, and I'm going to be a very busy college student. I know my rights, and I speak for all women. By the way, what is a floozy? Hey, Sandra, get a hobby. Unbelievable, man. We are the sickest nation in the world, getting sicker by the minute. You know what? That golden calf could be reassembled in New York or in Washington, D.C. What are they, the new cities, Sodom and Gomorrah? I know San Francisco's a close runner up there. Okay, so what are the bloggers are talking about tonight? These are all Tea Party bloggers. And Christine says, Rick Perry or Ted Cruz? Who's going to be our candidate? It's Obama who has trashed the Constitution. Don't remember anyone vetting his birthplace, and he owns the judges, so we won't know if he's an illegal alien until after he destroys this country, if ever. She means if ever we ever find out. Okay, she's got a second blog. We'll give her a second. I remember Governor Perry changing the feed in his mouth several times during the last primary. Disappointing. Watching Cruz, but it's too early to make any decisions. I like Cruz over Perry, but I got to tell you, I sent Perry an email, and I told him, if you want to get national attention, you pick up the phone and you speak to the president of Mexico and tell him you're coming down and you'd like to pick up a one U.S. Marine that's rotting in one of his prisons. And if he will work with you on that, you will work with him on one of his popular requests. And that's how I would do it. And I'd be glad to negotiate it. I'm pretty good at joint ventures. And then if he didn't do it, then I would definitely close all gates and bridges into Mexico. Nobody in and nobody out. Sorry, we're at war. You see Netanyahu looking for the murderers of his three young men? How long do you think it's going to take? Now, what about Obama? Isn't he like a Netanyahu? Yeah, Netanyahu. What a joke. Okay. Did I ever tell you the joke about the New Yorker who had hunted all over the world? Hunted tiger in India and lion in Africa. And he had all kinds of trophies and stuffed animals. The only thing he never did was an English riding to the hounds hunt, you know, a fox hunt. So he booked himself into a lodge, and he was making himself comfortable, and they were having cigars and brandy the night before the hunt. And everybody, all the Brits, were making him feel at home. With how are things in the colonies, old chap? So he was welcomed, hail fellow, well met. And he was ready for the hunt the next day. And the next day he rode to the hounds. And that night they were having cigars and brandy. And he started to strike up a conversation, and people started walking away from him. And he goes, "It was a good hunt today, huh?" "For sure. For sure." So he gets a guy on the side and he goes, "What's wrong? Everybody loved me last night. Today nobody will talk to me." So the guy gave him some advice. He says, "Over here in jolly old England, old chap, when we ride to the hounds, we cry a tally-ho, not stomp that mother Fletcher." Okay. So, John Big Sr. says, Hamas will pay for debts of the three Israelis. And he's telling us about himself. As you may have guessed, I am a professional musician as well as a retired music teacher. Leonard Bernstein, a Jew, and the late great conductor of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, and much, much more, composed not just the West Side Story and Candida, but also Chichester Psalms. This composition has three movements. So what has this got to do with the world premiere was in New York City shortly before the festival in England, and Leonard conducted at both events. Of course, the second movement depicts this time, this blog, today's events, as the boy soprano starts with the pastoral 23rd psalm, which after a time ceases, and the men sing Psalm 2:1-4. Why do the nations rage and imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision." That's quite poignant. A bartender, a champagne. We can't blame everything on the Bible, folks. You know, there's human nature out there, too. Independence Day sale, great deals on items that made America: guns, pistols, semi-automatic weapons. Yeah, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. oh, this guy is very bad. I'm not even reading him. He's a lefty. He's barged into Tea Party territory. He's a stick in the mud, as we used to call him. Then this gentleman says, what America needs for its birthday, the fighting spirit. TV bobbleheads are looking for statutes and reasons to end the lawless chaos within federal government. I watched O'Reilly tonight, and he was giving his solution to the Mexican border problem. And it was sickening. He is totally amateurish when it comes to world events. Sad to say, I like O'Reilly. And when he rallies the flag around a good cause, he can shake up the world. And everybody's talking about what we need for our birthday. Oh, the 4th of July is our birthday. They all said it. They elected him because he was cool. Can you believe that? Now, unfortunately, we have to suffer unless we do something about it. Impeachment is not far-fetched. Impeachment, and you know what? You get a list. You don't just go for him. You go for Eric Holder. You go for a few more. I don't know about the VA. I don't know about the VA, man. I don't think we can save it. I think we'd be better off scrapping it and going private, and make sure that the decent employees that would be jettisoned get good jobs with private industry. But our government is too big, and it's time to reduce it by 80%. They have too little to do and too much trouble to make. So here's somebody talking about Rick Perry or Ted Cruz. I agree with you on Perry, but I think Ted Cruz would make a good patriotic president. I look at Perry and I think about who got him into office, the Bushes, and that's enough to make me say no. The Bushes, along with Obama, are the reason our country is all screwed up. Bailing out Wall Street after getting our asses into the quagmire of the Middle East over lies, and then along comes Jeb Bush? Hell no. I don't like it. I got nothing against the Bushes. And if you get my book, The Spirit of America Party, I defend George all the way. I lost faith in George when he threw Donald Rumsfeld, a loyal and faithful servant, under the bus. And I think he did it to appease Obama. I'd hate to be right. I really would. And also, I also think he could have gotten Bin Laden. And I remember when he first went into Afghanistan, as soon as Bin Laden escaped, they said it's not important that we get Bin Laden. We got to get Al-Qaeda. And then Obama, Bin Laden, came along, and he freed all the terrorists and said, go out there and kill more Americans, my brothers. No, he didn't say that. I'm alleging it. Ted Cruz. So the money's on Ted Cruz over Perry. But I told you what Perry could do. Perry has the power to do it, too. He's got the power to state of Texas behind him. He can call the president of Mexico and say, I'm coming down. I'd like to talk to you about that Marine you got rotting in jail. He's a headache to you. And I can take them off your hands, and we could work out something to our mutual satisfaction. And we could do it quickly, and you get good press, and I get good press. What do you say? And that's what could be done. Remember Jesse Jackson getting credit for rescuing two black Americans? Remember that? Oh, nobody could do it but Jesse? Yeah. Jesse James Jackson. They're talking about Ebola, drug-resistant TB, and dengue fever, and now back in the United States. That's coming in with illegal immigrants. I call them illegal Democrats. Yeah. defiant Louisiana sheriff apparently told the government to go stick it. Defiant Louisiana sheriff will pray at the July 4th rally, and he was warned by the ACLU that he better not do it. And he said, and those, one of those favorite American words has to do with something you do to yourself. Yeah. Bafangul in Italian, I think. But anyway. Duke Jinx replies. Duke Jinx replies, Google declares war on the firearm industry. This disturbs me. You see that the news media has fallen down on the job. The public no longer trusts them, and so they don't buy their magazines, they don't buy their papers, and they don't read what they don't trust. And a lot of people now get their news from the Internet. Well, what's going to happen when these guys do an end run and they're at the other end of the run and we're back in the hands of propagandists again? Apparently, somebody says Google has declared war on the firearms industry. Here's what one guy says. Duke Ching says, and with good reason, I run Nothing Google and block their analytical data mining servers. Even doing so, I can go online, browse a few sites, close my browser, Firefox, and watch about 10 seconds later as their servers hit my computers with a barrage of sendouts containing packets chock full of my info, from the hardware and software that I'm running to every page visited, what I typed and how long I was there. Furthermore, it is a tough act to find a website that does not slip a Google data mining cookie in your box, including this one. And doubt me? Just watch the bottom left corner above your taskbar. And when you log in or open a page, you'll see transferring that data in Google Analytics, connecting to Google accounts, etc. With the definition IP 74.125.70.84 and other Google servers. So, a nobody, your dislike is probably warranted. Now, there's a guy that knows computers. I have no idea what he just said. And cookies, the only cookies I know are in the cupboard. Unbelievable. Here's Eileen Jones. She's talking about, I like Perry because he has proven he can do the job. Look at the booming economy in Texas. He is hooking a lot of big industry. He is true. She's right. He's doing that. And I don't like the fact that they played the race card on him, saying where he used to go hunting, the N-word was written on a rock. I mean, how hard up can you be for votes? Very hard up if you're a Democrat. And this guy says, absolutely. He's talking about dengue fever now in the United States and TB. Pipe Man replied to the discussion, Rick Perry or Cruz? Ben takes a distorted view of the Second Amendment and says it depends on where you live, what armaments you can keep. I heard him say that with my own ears. I don't know who Ben is. Maybe that's another blogger. No, he's not our man. We need whatever armaments it takes to keep the government. Yeah, if you read the Second Amendment, they don't say that you're limited to a pistola and a single action rifle. They say militias, you got to have the same equipment that the enemy has. So I ordered a tank last night, and I'm having my garage enlarged because I don't want to leave it out, parked out in front because somebody might steal it. Unbelievable. And check some of them out more equal. I yet to hear one. Some pipe man replied too. Oh, that's the same one. Okay. Let's see what we got. Maybe we got a tune for you. And then we'll come back to more hokey pokey. Well, Willie McBride, you want to hear an anti-war song? Oh, it's 6 minutes. No, can't do that.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit down by your graveside and rest for a while? Need a warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I need the dawn. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great father in 1916. I hope you died well and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride was slow and obscene. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the death march as the lovers you down? Did the band play the last constant chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the fall? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind you? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and far apart behind the glass frame? In an old photograph torn, battered and stained, and faded to your love in a brown and dark frame. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the pipe loudly? Did they sound the death march as the lovers you down? Did the band play the last mountain chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the fall? The sun now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer's breeze, it makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gunfire right now. But it is this graveyard is still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. Two man's life is different to his world of man. To a whole generation that was butchered and damned. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fight loudly? Did they sound the death march as the lovers you down? Did the band play the last Boston chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the fall? I can't help but wonder why. Do those that lie here know why? Did they die? And do they believe when he answered the call? Did he really believe that this war would end to war? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying with all done and vain. But young Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again and again and again and again. Do they beat the drums slowly? Do they play the fife loudly? Do they sound the dead march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last fountain chorus? Did the pipe play the flowers of the fall? Did they beat the drums slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the dead march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last fountain chorus? And did the pipe play the flowers of the fall?
And yesterday, the Serbs celebrated the 100th anniversary of the murder of the Archduke Ferdinand and his wife. How's that? Yeah? Some things never go away. Last night, I was talking about an Irish father who came to the hospital to find out that his daughter was a thalidomide baby. And I told you last night that the thalidomide baby, the women took it for upset stomachs, and that the baby was born with a club foot. So I just rechecked on page 79 of the Spirit of America Party book, A Save the Kids, and I came across that story to be more accurate. My friend's mother is in the hospital delivering her third child, and while she was carrying, she took some painkillers, thalidomide, and they had bad side effects. And the child was born partially blind, no fingers on one hand, two fingers on the second hand, and a club foot. And then I told you the rest of the story. They wanted to abort the baby. And based on the advice of a priest and a doctor, just leave the baby with us, we'll take care of it. And he wouldn't do it. Oh, let me go back to page 79. I'll tell you how long that girl survived. She's 50 years old, and she lives with her sister. She graduated high school with an academic diploma and is loved. Who is more fortunate? How many sunny days and bird songs? How many happy meals and laughs? Today, someone is terminating a perfectly normal child's life because they are the wrong sex. This guy's father should be the patron saint of fetuses. So, very good. And you were only 2 months old and feeble was your frame. I could not leave you on the clinic floor because you bore your father's name. I begged and pleaded for your life and to your rescue came. God created life itself. His likeness is the same. Interesting, huh? Okay, we're back in action. Oh, it's life news. Megyn Kelly blows away Sandra Fluck. It's spelled fluke in debate over Supreme Court Hobby Lobby. Sex is not a hobby. Autopsy report shows abortion clinic's negligence killed woman in late-term abortion. Hillary Clinton shows she has no idea what the Hobby Lobby ruling was about. Hillary Clinton is bluffing her way into the presidency. She is not prepared for it. She has not done her homework. She thinks she's going to have a role. These pro-abortion protesters have no clue Hobby Lobby already covers contraception. They just don't cover child murder. More pro-life news. Naral, a board member, women should have sex inside Hobby Lobby to protest a Supreme Court ruling. Yeah, do it in the kids' games section. Doctor said he would die at birth. Now he just graduated high school. Rapist told pregnant teen he raped to kill herself if she couldn't get an abortion. Few pro-abortion people show up for protest at flagship Hobby Lobby store. And it was free chicken filet. I think the chicken filet guy, he went down on one knee. Obama gushes how he loves kissing babies, but he's okay if they die in abortion. Chris Christie has no apologies for being a pro-life governor. They're going to get him for the George Washington Bridge. That's how they're going to bring him down. They're going to bring him down because he caused a traffic jam. Pro-life is to protest National Education Association's support of her abortion. Abortion is a horrendous crime, and everybody is going to stand trial for it at the home of the big banger. You're going to have to report for duty one day. He's going to say, what did you do to my creation? I didn't do anything. I wasn't involved. My hands are clean. You looked the other way, didn't you? I had no choice. I had to look the other way. It was too much peer pressure. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I had peer pressure, too. Would you like to see the nails in my hands? Well, Lord, I'm not as strong as you. You didn't have to be. You just had to pipe up. 99% of people with Down syndrome love their lives. So why are 90% killed in abortion? That's a sad one. That's a sad one. We were fortunate enough to have relatives that had a tremendous Christian upbringing. And one of, it was a father. They were raised by their father. Let me see, it was one, two, three girls and a boy. And the father was a Marine on Iwo Jima, one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. He lost his wife early. She died. I think she had kidney failure and she died. And he never married again. He just raised his kids. And if you gave him a beer, he'd sit down and he'd smile and he'd talk to you the whole night. But he raised his kids by himself. And he had one daughter who had a spina bifida baby. And she was a girl, and her brothers, she had two brothers, and they gave her so much love that she lived very happily. And I don't remember how long she lived. I think she died around 19 years old. But all her time on earth was filled with laughter and joy. And she was always treated in her family as normal. Those people are living saints. You don't have to go to Italy to find a saint. We got plenty of them right here. Police find body of an 8.5-pound newborn buried in teenage girl's backyard. Supermodel Kathy Ireland went from pro-choice to pro-life. Here's why. Then they tell you. This law closed abortion clinics in other states. Now it's taking effect in Indiana. It's really sad. You know, in 13 days, we're going to wipe out, over 13 days, we're going to wipe out 61,000 American babies. Do you know that's as many as all the illegal immigrants on the border tonight? Why won't Mary Landrieu, she's a senator from Louisiana, support a ban on late-term abortions? She can't go against her party. Oregon's steady increase in assisted suicides should be a stark warning to Britain. Oh, they're killing them up in Oregon. Yeah, cancel my move. Unbelievable. I want to live in Happydale, man. I don't want somebody, I sneeze and somebody goes, how old are you? Yeah, I don't want a guy in a black uniform asking me how old I am. Yeah, a Democrat in a black uniform. They always talk about Nazi atrocities. They never talk about communist atrocities, yet the communists are alive and well. They're in every country in the world. Yesterday's landmark Supreme Court decision. The Supreme Court's decision in the Hobby Lobby case was a great victory for the First Amendment and religious freedom in preserving the nation's first freedom. You know what? I'd like to see more crosses with the flag, the American flag. If you're a Christian, you should have a cross by that flag, because we died for that flag. There are crosses all over the world. And for somebody to tell you that you can't raise high the cross, you got to tell them, go to hell. This is one that's disturbing. Remember how SEAL Team 6 was shot down? Now we could finally know why Obama is covering it up. This is scary. Bill Ayers, you saw him on, what's his name? On Kelly? Bill Ayers is a murderer. And Bill Ayers hates this country more than Obama does. And Bill Ayers should have been brought to justice. He should have been dragged to justice a long time ago. And now he's a college professor, which tells you what kind of crap is coming out of the colleges. So here's the story on SEAL Team 6. On August the 6th of 2011, that's 3 years ago, in Wardak province, Afghanistan, jihadists perched on top of a building shot down a decrepit CH-47 helicopter, Extortion 17, packed with 30 special ops forces, minus six Afghani soldiers who were swapped out at the last minute. Most of them part of the elite SEAL Team 6. Almost immediately, facts about the attack were hushed up, and that included skirting away the black box. Uh-huh. We were told it was lost in a stream, and now this guy is saying they skirted away the black box. Furthermore, within hours, everybody on board was cremated. Oh, that bothered me, man. Supposedly because they were burned beyond recognition. Family members of the victims have learned that virtually everything the Obama administration has revealed about the attack is a lie. The likely reason for the cover-up, a high-tech weapon used to shoot down Extortion 17, a heat-seeking missile, more than likely was supplied by none other than Barack Hussein Obama. In this video, we reveal this and more. Okay, I can't show you the video, but I'll tell you this. The fact that they were cremated always bothered me. And the fact that maybe you hear voices on that black box that says, it's a heat-seeking missile. Or maybe the six Afghanis that got on that plane actually committed suicide on that chopper. It's really sad. Oh, and The communists tonight want to remove the name Apache from helicopters. Yeah. They're going to be vegan choppers. Unbelievable. I got the pictures of that whole SEAL Team 6 that got wiped out. They're on a YouTube video called SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed, Abutom, A-B-U-T-O-M. And it's really sad. I got individual pictures of those guys, too. And you know what? You'll see a picture of one. He's got a cap on. He's got a ram's horn on his pack. I wonder if he's Jewish. American safety razor has nothing to do with you. Chris Wallace battles Democrat over President Obama. Rewriting law. Obamacare and religious freedom. That is why the Hobby Lobby case was important. Orange County, California Sheriff's Office has decided to let USA citizens fend for themselves when it comes to the release from incarceration of criminals illegals instead of cooperating with immigration and customs enforcement. Oh, that's nice. Conservative blames both parties for bankrupting America. My friends, we're all looking for the free stuff. We're just jealous of the guys that are getting it. Warren Buffett, king of abortion. What's that all about? Okay, let's see. While the liberal media run a perpetual PR campaign for their favorite left-wing activists, MRC researchers have uncovered this explosive story by digging up cold, hard facts. Then you got to go to a website. So they're saying that Warren Buffett is backing abortion clinics. Wow, that is really scary. Bartender, a champagne, and we'll take a tune. How about without a song?
Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, no how. Without a song, that's my trouble and woe. But sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along, long as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never end. When things go wrong, a man ain't got to be. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, good, no how. Without a song, I've got my troubles and woe. But sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along, long as before. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song. Without a song.
It's time. Play a salute to atheists and the ACLU.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like the ones I used to know. Those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, but then I am dreaming of a white Christmas with a heavy Christmas card I write.
Afghanistan lost 461 Americans. Obama in Afghanistan is up to 2,100. And he hasn't done the run out yet. And I got to tell you, all the jihadis are going to be there with their mothers for the run out. And you better hope it's not a turkey shoot. So we'll play a little Johnny Comes Marching. We'll be right back. always making fun of the Southland. And I see Jesse Jackson has labeled 13 Confederate states today. So, in support of the Southland and the American values that they remind us of constantly, I'm going to play a U.S. Marine Corps hymn called Dixie. Okay, we're back. 7 minutes and 42 seconds. Okay. Ukrainians got their hands full with the Russians. We'll give you a Ukrainian hymn. Very good. See if we can find something, and we'll go out. Okay, here we go.
Press 1. Dico, dico, par ci, dico, dico, par là, non se sei mia, non so più che se non là. Chi passa par ici, chi va passer par là, comme il est bon, non so possible de gala. Quoi fait un sombre et rose, qui se vient à plat, si son cheval, il se promène à petit pas. Si sa moustache en plomb, il serait de gomisa, il fait rêver tous les chibons de la lambla. On dit tout pas que son grand cœur était corsaire, qu'il faisait la traite de noir à Buenos Aires. Et quand patati et patata dans la maison. Il habita sous le gratin de l'alcala et des villas. Tico tico c'est venu Nico les gâtés. C'est son magot, c'est son cheval et c'est terre. Il peut garder devant chaque son sombrero. C'est un vrai caballero, tico tico. Tico tico par ci, tico tico par là. Dans tout ce pays on n'entend plus que ce nom-là. Il passe par ici, il va passer par là. Comme il est beau dans son costume de gala. Pompé des sombreros, les cuisses bien à plat. Et son cheval il se promène à petit pas. C'est sa moustache en blanc, lui près de gomina. Il fait rêver tous les jupons de la rambla. C'est sa moustache en flanc, lui fait des gomines, là, qui fait rêver tous les chiffons de la maman.